For some people in Wisconsin, baseball is a summer staple. And for Kenosha Kingfish fans, there's a baton-twirling usher who is an icon at the team's Northwoods League games. WPR's Evan Casey has more from the ballpark.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
A day at the ballpark is one of the best parts of summer. It's Father's Day at historic Simmons Field, the home of the Kenosha Kingfish. The team is part of the Northwoods League, and their games have something for everyone.
And I want you to buy him a Philly cheesesteak for Father's Day. No more ties, no more mugs, Philly cheesesteaks.
Another fixture at Kingfish games is Jane Snedeker. Before the game, she's handing out special wristbands to fans.
So this is your wristband. It's okay.
The 75-year-old retired school teacher is a Jane of all trades. She's a host mom, an usher, and has even donned the team's King Elvis mascot suit. But to most fans, she's known as Twirling Jane.
I started twirling when I was in sixth grade on Long Island.
Over 60 years and a move to the Midwest later, Snedeker still hasn't put her batons down. She used to perform a quick twirling routine during long pitching changes and delays. Now, it's a nightly ritual at every home game. Snedeker parades around behind home plate to the tune of YMCA, and she invites anyone and everyone to join in on the fun.
It's a little awkward to go up to people that you don't know and ask them to join, but sometimes some of the kids are coming up to me. I usually keep a baton in my car at all times. You never know when you have to have a parade or something.
Snedeker is also a host mom. Around 80 college players from across the nation will cleat up for the Kingfish this summer, and many of them need a place to stay.
I learned that some of the players needed housing, and I live a mile away. My husband had died, and I had two sons, and I thought, well, maybe that would be good for the kids, and I can help out the team.
It's hard to estimate just how many people have stayed with her. Most summers, one or two players take up her guest rooms. But during the 1995 season, she had six players in her home. Some slept in the basement, while others took over the family room.
It was fun, because if I would look on the field, sometimes my house was all in the field. You know, I might have, you know, I had an outfielder, I had a first baseman or something like that.
Most of the players are college students, which means they cannot get paid to play for the Kingfish. But they can accept donations of room and board. In the meals, Snedeker regularly cooks for them. Pennsylvania native Robbie Porco stayed with her last summer. He says she cooked breakfast for him every morning and even had warm cookies waiting at home if the team won.
I mean, she was everything I could have asked for as like a host mom for the summer. Like, super accommodating. It was like her house was my house, that kind of thing.
In all, there are around 20 host families for the team. Eva Hoy is another one of them. Back at the ballpark, she says she's known Jane for several years.
And when you stop her, she'll say, what do you have now? You know who I have? You know how many I have in the back? So it's her energy level. It's she's always got new ideas, and she'll say, here, hold these pom-poms. I have to do this.
Snedeker means so much to baseball in Kenosha that the team had a bobblehead night in her honor. Several teachers she knows in Kenosha came to the game, and her sons came back into town from California.
It was a lot of fun. I was glad it didn't rain. The Kingfish won, and there was a lot of fun going on here.
When it comes to baton twirling at games, Snedeker says she doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon.
WPR's Evan Casey brought us that story on Twirling Jane of the Kenosha Kingfish. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.